This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
So just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Two more hours. Nancy Levan is here as well. It continues to be the 21st of December, 2013, as we continue to document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy, and getting back to this situation that we have here. We were talking in the last hour about these mass shooting events, these mass media events, and I wanted to come back to the fact that, you know, there's an emerging trend that we're seeing with a lot of these things that is really very disturbing, Nancy. And we talked about how the media reported, the Boston Globe reported on the Saranayev brothers being potentially under mind control. At least they believe they were, and we believe they were. So more, you know, we have much secrecy surrounding these events. One of the things that needs to be pointed out is the emerging trend to somehow associate these mass shooters with people like us, who are constitutionally thinking people, or people who are at least believe in freedom anyway, and people who believe the government should not be involved overseas to the extent that they are. I mean, at least interfering and intervening in other people's business and information in every step of the way, engineering coups for foreign countries, engaging in these mass excursions, I guess, for lack of a better word, to look at boogeymen all around the world, you know, which really aren't there, but are created and engineered and made up in many respects. I come back again to the subject of The Power of Nightmares, that documentary by that aired on the BBC a couple of times. If you haven't watched that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to watch that. The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear. Watch the final part of that. I don't agree with necessarily everything in that documentary, but the final part of that, the final hour, it's a three-hour documentary. We played the audio on the show back a couple of years ago. I thought so highly of it. But they go through case after case of these so-called terror events, and they tear them apart and find out that there's very, really, really little to no evidence that there was any threat to begin with. The Bush administration made up all of this stuff. And so I think it's very instructive to realize reality is being manufactured for us every single day, and now we have another agenda emerging to make people like us, patriot folks, look like a bunch of crazed potential threats to this country. And there is a dialectic here, and that is to finger everybody who can be called anti-government.
Yep.
I'm not anti-government, folks. I'm in favor of government. We need government. I'm not an anarchist, okay? Some people are. If that's your view, then that, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. I think we need law and order. The problem is, in many respects, we have a government that's so out of control and run away that literally the lawless are the people who are supposed to be keeping the peace. We're seeing that with the shooting incidents. Well, the police incidents. They slam people's face on the ground just because they won't show identity. You know, ID. Your papers, please. But anyway, storyleak.com. Michael Thalen says an undeniable pattern has continued to emerge in light of mass shootings, despite the media's attempt to avoid connecting the dots. In the wake of recent high-profile shootings, the media can almost immediately be seen attempting to link deranged shooters with the political right.
Yep.
As facts come in, the desire to connect the shooters to their political ideologies quickly erodes as the same antidepressant-taking left-wing occultist profile emerges. In 2011, Tucson, Arizona shooter Jared Loughner, who viciously murdered six people in his unsuccessful attempt to kill U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, was immediately deemed a right-winger. It was soon learned that Loughner was a left-wing liberal, obsessed with drugs, mind control, dressing like the Grim Reaper, and engaging in occult rituals. Despite initial reports attempting to paint the same picture, information now shows that last week's shooter in Colorado, Carl Haverson Pearson, was a devoted and opinionated socialist who blamed gun violence on Republicans. Now, again, folks, I have to say, this Republican-Democrat thing, put all that aside. But anyway, for purposes of talking about this, you know, we're frequently referred to as right-wing and more Republican-oriented, okay? Sandy Hook gunman Adam Lanza, who murdered 20 children and six teachers, exhibited identical traits. Although the media attempted to connect Lanza to the NRA, this was later found to be inaccurate. Instead, Lanza, who admittedly had mental health issues, was obsessed with playing video games and updating his online devil-worshipping page. Oh, my God. Aurora Theater shooter James Holmes, who was falsely labeled a member of the Tea Party by ABC News. You know, wasn't it ABC News that edited that tape of, anyway, maybe it was NBC, was linked to fringe elements of the Occupy movement by renowned private investigator Bill Warner. Hooked on several prescription drugs, including painkillers, Holmes began stockpiling weapons after entering a neuroscience class, mind control, to learn the inner workings of the human brain. Similarly, going back to the tragic Columbine shooting, left-wing shooters Harrison and Klebold, who referred to themselves as gods, were known to take SSRIs for mental health issues. Spending hours playing video games like Doom, the pair reportedly obsessed over death and the occult. The same profile, occult-obsessed leftist mass murderers, can be traced back to countless others, from Son of Sam to the Night Stalker to the National. Folks, here's the thing. These things are being perpetrated by mind control shooters and those that are involved in the occult.
Staged reality.
That's right. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it is.
And I mentioned there are also other things being that are positive going on. One of the things, Nancy, that I do appreciate and very much find to be a positive move in the right direction is that the county sheriffs are beginning to stand up and say, no, we don't think we're going to refuse. We're not going to enforce these gun control laws.
Yep.
You know, and that's what we've been saying on this broadcast needs to happen for a long time.
Yep.
We have a report from the New York Times about that. I don't think I'm going to bother to read it because I there's many, many sheriffs, and I don't know the number right off the top. I think there's 62. But anyway, the point is, there's a lot of sheriffs that are standing up and doing the right thing. And this is why we need to reach out to our police, the people with the badges, to whatever extent we can, and try to win them over.
You know, Darren, and on that note, I got to say, too, a lot of the military is standing up. Not only retired military, not only veterans, there's a lot of people currently, and I know a whole bunch of them, who are soldiers, who know exactly what is going on in this country, They're horrified. They know the truth. And, you know, as more and more people become affected by the loss of civil rights and by watching their country just turn into, you know, a science fiction show, especially through things like geoengineering and the aerial spraying and the drugging, the mass drugging of the people, people are waking up.
Yes, and it's a good sign.
And it's on
always.
Both sides of the aisle,
exactly.
Pretend aisle.
All right, let's take the break here, and when we come back, we'll continue here on Government America. We'll open up the phone lines, by the way, at the bottom of the hour today at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Tons more stuff to cover, and we'll do that as the hours progress. Stay with us. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Triumphant, oh come ye, oh
We're back. This is Government America. Nancy Levant is here. I'm Darren Weeks. And as I said, we'll open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. By the way, my email address, if you want to email me, is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, go ahead and give your information out, please. You all right?
Hi there. It's Nancy at governamerica.com. And then my blog is also up on Govern America, and that is called A Womanly Wisdom.
All right. So check that out, and new articles going up all the time. And we're gradually approaching folks that we believe in and we know are legitimate to add to the pool of writers for the website. So we're in the process right now of expanding that. Hopefully we get a list of or a group of real fine folks out there to contribute. And so it's a growing effort. It's a continually evolving effort. And a lot of time goes into it. So enjoy the resource while you have it. As I said earlier, it's going to be, I believe, more restrictive. However, you know, we've seen many of their efforts fail in the past. The fact that it's 2013 right now, almost 2014, and we're still on the air, we're still able to have these conversations, indicates this is a tribute of many that have went before us, that have fought these battles prior to our ever even being here, prior to us even being born. Throughout the years, as this plan to create a global government has been initiated and worked on, there have been a remnant of people that have been opposing it along the way. And it's for those people, it's because of those people, that we're able to be here. And so I think we need to honor those that have gone before us, who have fought the battle prior to us coming here, and carry the torch, continue the work.
Darren, I really want to comment, too, on what you said about people like us being targeted. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's the whole red and blue game. you know, the targeting, you know, makes the assumption that the people on the quote-unquote right are Republicans. You know, and that, you know, they're extreme. They're extreme right. Now, you and I all know that that is simply not true of most Americans. We are a combination. We have some liberal beliefs. We have some conservative beliefs. What the attack on really is, number one, it's Christianity, the primary faith of the United States. Because it's tied to the Constitution. But the other reason that the Christian, what they call the Christian right, is under attack is because it conflicts with what is going on scientifically. Science, you know, is becoming the God. It is what we worship. We think scientists are the smartest people in the world. We've been thoroughly trained in that mode. And what you have to do is really look at the bigger picture. Americans are not far right or far left. We are primarily, mostly sensible people, if we can keep from being, you know, indoctrinated, especially scientifically indoctrinated. And so, you know, we have to maintain our common sense. And we have to maintain our ability to see clearly, to hear clearly, and to think clearly. Okay, that's it.
Well, one thing that comes to my mind when you talk about how Americans are primarily, you know, basically they just want to be left alone and live their lives.
They want the right to their own opinions.
The problem is that's why the other side is trying to destroy the American value system and the American culture.
Absolutely.
And this is what this so-called immigration reform is all about, is bringing people in who do not share American principles and values, who do not value
absolutely.
This land. They haven't had to sacrifice for this country. they haven't had to, they don't have a stake in this thing. But they do have a stake in it, in destroying it. And
well, and the fact of the matter, a lot of these people that are coming in illegally have come from very difficult backgrounds. They have come from very, very difficult political systems that have been horrible to them, that have not allowed them to progress. And, you know, they come from a whole different vein of thinking.
Yeah, and I've pointed
out. It muddies the clarity of civil rights. It muddies the clarity of our a lot.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know.
Of who we are as Americans.
Problem is I don't know what the term civil rights is. I do know what individual freedom is. And the problem is that a lot of these people don't understand these concepts either. They just want
something for nothing.
They want something for nothing, and they're here to get it, and they don't care about anything else.
Well, they're not only here to get it, they're being given anything they want.
Yeah.
You know, somebody just gave, I can't remember which state it was, just said that all illegals can have, like, you know, discounted college education. They can vote. They can practice law. They can come here and get free medical care and food stamps and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, what other country can you go to do that? You know, can we go down there and get all those things for free? I don't think so.
Well, we can't even, we can't walk in there, you know, illegally. And,
no, we'll be arrested.
You know, go riot in the streets and say, you know, we demand to be here illegally.
Yeah, this is a systematic effort to destroy this country. That's the only reason it would be allowed to go on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So every single one of these little scumbags in Congress, and that's what they are, the little pond scum. God, I almost hate to call them pond scum because I hate to insult pond scum. Okay? They're lower than pond scum. They're like the worst type of bacteria that infects
a
wound on this nation.
It's a coup. It is globalism, it's one world government, and it's very, very totalitarian. It's very authoritarian.
This is a systematic destruction of this country, and every single one of these promoting this so-called immigration reform that's what they're doing. They're promoting the destruction of this country.
Yeah, and remember that the right side of the aisle, they're doing it. They're doing it too.
Yeah, it's a bipartisan effort. All right, I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, we'll open up the phone lines if you have anything to say. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I also have a lot of other information. Homeland Security, Fukushima, Agenda 21, lots of stuff on Agenda 21. All right, we'll get to as much of it as we can on the other side of the break. Stay with us as Governed America continues.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America?
Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Govern America. 800-313-9443 is the number. That's 800-313-9443. And we have a couple calls on the line already, so let's go out to Missouri and talk to Robert. Robert, you're on the air.
Greetings, Nancy and Darren. I just tuned in. I woke up a little late. I heard you guys talking about this immigration issue. Mm-hmm. And I've been really researching into this a lot lately, and it's, and you know, Europe, the traditional, basically, white countries of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, they're all going through the exact same scenario. And this is basically to destroy what's left of Western, civilization, Western white Christian civilization, the war on anything Christian, you know, you see it, Duck Dynasty, this whole thing. It's a symptom of the power as the Christian society declines, the Zionist Talmudic power is on the ascendancy. And I'm not an anti-Semite, you know, I don't even like that term. You know, I've got some Jewish friends that are anti-Zionist. And so I'm not indicting the Jewish people in general, but the leadership of all these organizations with the power, they are vehemently anti-Christian, and they're vehemently anti-white European. And we have to, you know, I listen to a lot of alternative talk, and so many of them are scared to address this issue. They have this fear that, you know, being labeled this, this, or this, and it's sick. And we have to, you know, if we're not willing to go after the problem of the flooding of all these countries with, you know, alien folks, you know, Europe's getting the Sunni Muslims, getting, you know, North Africans. And
right.
America, we've got, you know, they're bringing in a lot of Hispanics just because of, you know, geography. And so this is basically, you know, they're breaking up these countries. They're balkanizing them on purpose in order to divide and conquer. And see, we're the last resistance to this world government run by Rothschild, the City of London goons that have had this design for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And
yep.
until we're ready to, you know, confront it on that level, then we're going to lose. I'm reading a great book right now. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I do, too, completely.
There's really nothing there that I disagree with. You know, you're absolutely right, and I appreciate you making the distinction, because so many people don't, when they address this issue, the whole Zionist Jew thing.
There is a reason why every single person of political power in this country runs back and forth and back and forth and back and forth to Israel.
That's right. That's right. I'm firmly convinced that, you know, we give all this foreign money, this foreign so-called aid to Israel, and it all comes back to our politicians in the form of bribes. So literally, much of our Congress, many of our politicians, I would almost venture to say most, are on the hook. This is why American foreign policy has been skewed so much in the Middle East. But anyway, go ahead, Robert.
Well, here's what really makes me want to vomit. The John Hagees, the Pat Robertsons, the Hal Lindseys, your whole dispensational premillennialist Christian Zionist movement. These are the sickest individuals that I've on the planet. And I used to be brainwashed back in the 90s by these guys, the whole Israel thing. And guess what? That money that we're sending over there to this rogue state that calls itself Israel, that, you know, stole the name, in my opinion, they're using our money to genocide Palestinian Christians. And so this is what's so sick. The Aggies and the Robertsons and the rest of them, and they sit there and give the Israelis this free pass while they're committing a genocide right in front of our face. And they claim there was no inhabitants of the land when they took it. That's baloney. If you get into the real history, I mean, they're using our money to kill our fellow Christians, and then the most vehemently anti-Christian force on the planet is the Orthodox, the Hasidic, you know, the ultra-Orthodox Talmudic Jewry. And then these guys all kiss their butts, these Christian Zionists. And it's so sick. You know, God brought this kid into my life, and he's a Jewish kid. And he's younger than I am, but he's probably one of the only intellectual equivalents that I have that in my circle that I run around with. And this kid is a vehement anti-Zionist, ultra-Orthodox nut job Jewish supremacy kid. And it's like, you know what, I thank God that he brought me this kid into my life, because if he did it, you know, it's like, you know, you get these people brought into your life for a reason. It's just like, because, you know what, he lets me realize that, you know what, all these people are not caught up in this, you know, world domination, world conquest. And he's a resistor to it. And so, you know, I just wanted to throw that in there.
There are many Jews. There are many people. Stephen Jacobson. He's a guy we've had on the broadcast many times, did the Mind Control in America documentary series. He's a Jew. He was born a Jew.
Yeah.
You know, there are many Jews that are against this Zionist Jewish takeover of the world and building this thing. So yes, it's a false label. Just like if you say something against Obama, you're called a racist. They will use any tool in their arsenal to try to marginalize our side and our people, and that's why people need to be awakened to the tactics and to the real issues. And that's why I would also caution, whenever anybody uses the term Jew, you have to make the distinction of what you're talking about.
Yes.
And I see that too often, is people put out emails and say, well, the Jews are doing this and the Jews are doing that. Folks, if you don't make the distinction, if you don't explain every time what you're talking about, they will use that to marginalize you. And so that's very, very important. But you're absolutely right. I completely agree with you, and I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot, Robert. Let's move on to Jim in Georgia. Jim, you're up next.
Good afternoon. Yes, I have something to say, and please let me say, I'll only take a minute. So, Sandy Hook, you need to back off on that. You're making a lot of people, I'm a religious listener to your station, and let them people put flowers on the grave of them children instead of presents under the Christmas tree. Let that be buried. It was some kid that was on drugs.
Jim. Wait a minute. Listen, these Sandy Hook people have been, you know, I hear this argument in the media. Oh, well, you know, you have no right to say anything about it because you weren't there. And oh, wow, you know, you just let these poor people mourn in peace. Let me tell you something, buddy. These supposed children were paraded in front of the cameras at the friggin' Super Bowl and being used as tools to take away my gun rights. So no, I'm not going to lie down and let the whole thing be buried. We have every single right as American people in this country to ask questions and comment on stories that are being used to take away our individual freedom.
Yes, I agree with you.
So no, you are dead wrong. It's our job in the alternative media, the truth media, to tell the people the truth as we can best decipher it from the many sources of BS that are spewed out on a daily basis. No, I will not lie down. I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm not going to look the other way while the other side tries to take away all of our rights, our freedoms. If I were to do that, I'd be like the average Joe Sixpack Americans turning on Jerry Springer and watching that for 5 hours a day.
Evidence.
No, you're wrong. We got plenty of evidence. We've been collecting it. Goodbye. All you have to do, listeners, go to the website. Do a little research. There's plenty of evidence. These are manufactured media events. And I will not sit idly by and watch this country go to hell in a handbasket and let them take away our rights based upon a lie. Manufactured events. Let me finish. If these parents were really that concerned about their precious little children, then why were they paraded in front of the media cameras? Why did they go with Obama on an Air Force One tour of the country trying to take away people's gun rights? Oh, well, you know, we gotta look the other way. I don't think so. But we do have to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
Welcome back to Govern America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant here. You know, folks, the thing is this gun control effort is going to continue to be pushed with every single event. Every single event. And so it's important to know the staged nature of this manufactured reality, and our job in the truth media is to ask questions. That's the number one way I view myself, is a question asker, if I can put it that way.
Darren, and I gotta jump in too.
Yeah.
We have, I read recently that about 500 people, and it's wholly innocent people, have been killed by law enforcement in a year. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, when that becomes 5,000? What happens when it becomes 50,000? What happens when it becomes 50 million, like it did in Russia, like it did in China? You cannot stand by and allow yourselves for it to become illegal for you to protect yourself. There is nothing more dangerous than government. Nothing.
I realize we have a couple of calls on the line. I'll get to you as quickly as I can. Just hang on for just a moment here. Joe Wolverton of New American writes, with every new report of a madman opening fire on innocent people, Obama takes advantage of the tragedy to redouble his efforts to disarm the civilian population of the United States. One of his chief weapons in the war against the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms that it protects is the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. For now, there are a few courageous federal lawmakers willing to openly oppose the Obama administration's assault on firearms. The latest member of Congress to come out against the globalist gun grab is Representative Jason Smith in an op-ed published in the Democrat News. Smith identifies the Arms Trade Treaty, or ATT, for what it is, a direct threat to the fundamental rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment. Yep. Smith writes, "When I was sworn into office to represent Missouri's 8th Congressional District in the House of Representatives, I took an oath to uphold the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. The federal government should not compromise the ability of decent Americans to own a gun for protection or sport." Recently, Secretary of State John Kerry signed the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty on behalf of the Obama administration. The treaty clearly violates the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. True to his word, Smith has joined a coalition of 180 members of Congress in sending a letter to Obama expressing their opposition to the implementation of the provisions of the Arms Trade Treaty. So anyway, this thing is going to continue to be pushed, is the bottom line. And every effort, and they can say, well, that just bans, weapons across international borders. No, it is a mission creep situation, listeners. As more, of these international treaties, and keep in mind, State Department Publication 7277, United Nations program for complete disarmament in a peaceful world, and the blueprint for the peace race document. This is stuff that happened back, that was initiated back in 1961, if memory serves me correctly, and it's something that's been continually worked upon for the last half a century. And a part of this disarmament program is the small arms and light weapons.
Well, they have disarmed all of Europe, I believe, minus Finland. I mean, they are disarming everyone.
Yeah. Well, and that's the only reason why, folks, in my opinion, that complete and total genocide hasn't taken place in this country. I mean, we've got Mexican drug cartels throughout the United States right now. We've got foreigners and foreign troops in this country right now. And have been routinely having drills with our military here. We got the communist Chinese flooding into this country in droves, even as the United States is increasingly planning for war, and China's been planning for war. Heck, they threatened to nuke Los Angeles. I mean, come on. These people are our friends. But I don't blame the people. I blame the government.
Yep.
And you know, there are a lot of Chinese people. They're people, okay? But the problem is you don't know who's who. When you let them into the country, you don't know if they're spies. You don't know if they're plainclothes Chinese People's Liberation Army members. And that's why it's a national security threat. And we ought not be allowing this to go on. All right, I got phones piling up here. I want to go back to the phone lines. 800-313-9443, and Michael is in New York. Michael, go right ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Darren and Nancy. You know, Darren, regarding that fact that they're positioning for war with China, Red China, clear as a bell. And yet, at the same time, we're sending all our oil to them still from North Dakota and Alaska, and also we're giving them the oil out of Iraq that we control, dirt cheap.
Right.
And so we're still building them up, supplying them for that war, while we're still in the moment of antagonization with them. So,
absolutely.
You know, wake up, people.
Well, you know,
traitors.
I mean, if that doesn't just perfectly illustrate the setup situation right now.
Absolutely. Oh, indeed.
South China Sea. Wasn't it the South China Sea recently, within the last, two or three weeks, we had a near collision of our military ships with the Chinese. They're being harassed, and they were in international waters at the time. You know, so
yep. That's right.
This kind of stuff is going on as China gets more and more bold, emboldened by the weakness that we have here. which is engineered. You know, we're going to be importing chicken now from communist China, the same country that raises the fish that we import in raw sewage, ladies and gentlemen. The same country that, you know, we had the melamine outbreak in the dog food. They had melamine in the milk over there. People
now
died
from it.
Now we're
bringing in their chickens.
Shanghai is so polluted. I mean, they got heavy metal toxicity everywhere. People can hardly breathe. They're getting sick. And yet we're going to import their chicken here. You know, we're going to allow them to take over our businesses, our food, Smithfield. Another good example. I mean,
they can actually buy citizenship, Darren, if they give the government enough money and bring their businesses here.
Yeah, yeah, EB-5 visa program. We've talked about that a lot on
the
broadcast.
They're building Chinese cities here.
Yep, they're building another one in New York, where you are, Michael. I just read that.
That's about an hour west of here, pretty close to the Pennsylvania border. And, if they can pull it off, and God willing, the New Yorkers here. See, outside of the city, us Unorkers are very country-oriented, down-to-earth, true conservative-oriented people for the most part. And God willing, we're going to prevent that Trojan horse of a China city being established here, which the Rockefeller Zionist cartel are intending on every state in this union.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, you know, and these guys, these Zionists that are controlling our government, set us up with a bunch of Israeli dual citizens and foreign agents like Obama, and they are supplying this communist enemy that's supposedly our friend, as you said, and yet we're supplying them for a warfare and making sure that they're the victor. And these American people better snap out of whatever dream state they're in and wake up to the nightmare they're going to be facing. And also that, you know, when I hear somebody say they're Christian, they call in, and you hammered them good with the facts on Sandy Hook. And I also want to add in, is it coincidence that the Batman movie shows the Aurora sign in Red China at the beginning of the movie, and then Sandy Hook later in that same movie, and then you have, right after that movie, Aurora, Colorado shooting, and then the Sandy Hook incident, which are all staged, as you perfectly stated. And I also want to remind that supposed Christian that what about 9/11, the third building that goes down, number 7, owned by Silverstein, no plane hit that. Are you telling us a bunch of camel riders from Middle East did that too? And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's obviously all set up, and simultaneous with the Aurora shooting and Sandy Hook, just prior to that was the UN meeting where Hillary Rotten Clinton is telling the UN that we're going to give up our guns for the UN. And it wouldn't pass. Fortunately, again, there was enough American patriotism here that prevented the UN from passing that legislation here so that we would give up our guns. But there it is. Look at the timing. That's pure in coinciding. It's all by design.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, sir, I appreciate the call. I'm out of this hour. Thank you so much. We'll continue taking your calls into the next hour as hour number 3 of Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.